The Montana Developmental Center in Boulder is going through some major changes in order to comply with budget cuts handed down by the state legislature. The facility provides treatment to people with developmental disabilities whose aggressive behavior has led the courts to determine they pose a risk to themselves or others. Those in charge at MDC say they need to trim out about 10% from their budget without compromising safety or their standard of care.
Rags, towels, robes, you name it, anything.
24-year-old Cody is moving a load of whites over from the washing machine to the dryer.
Push a button so I can set the temperature.
Doing laundry is Cody's job at the Montana Developmental Center.
And there's a little button in the middle that you can start it with.
He's one of about 50 people committed here by the state. MDC calls these people clients. Cody gets paid to do this work. Well, not right now.
Right now we're on furlough because we're reorganizing the work program, and because of the cuts, we had to stop it.
Pauli Peterson is the clinical director at MDC. She says the legislature cut about $1.5 million from the facility's annual budget. To meet these cuts, the facility shut down one of its 6 residential units, doubling up some clients in other rooms. Jobs have been cut, some vacancies are not being filled, and client payroll. MDC is cutting 80% of the budget for vocational services. Peterson says clients have become accustomed to getting paid a few dollars an hour for doing a lot of things, essentially basic household chores.
If they went out and swept the sidewalk for an hour, then they could go in and write it down and they would get paid for that.
Largely, that's all over now. MDC Superintendent Gene Hare says they are re-examining what role having a job plays in the client's treatment.
So we're looking at each person and specifically what kind of vocational services would help therapeutically to address the reasons that they came here.
Now, clients will be taking vocational training courses. If they pass through these courses, they can apply to be hired for a select number of jobs on the site where they will get paid again. Jobs like doing the laundry.
We are very disappointed that they chose, rather than to curb administrative costs, they chose to cut the vocational services.
Helena Democratic State Senator Mary Cafaro works for a nonprofit that promotes the rights of the developmentally disabled. She thinks MDC could have found another place to cut the $40,000 they cut for client pay. Cafaro fought in the legislature this year to shut the facility down completely.
I believe that the institution has to go.
She believes the clients could receive more dignified and appropriate care in community treatment centers at a much lower cost to the state per client. Cafaro says the average cost per person in community treatment?
$37,000 a year.
$37,000. The average cost per client at MDC? More than $250,000 per year. A $14 million total budget this year to treat 50 people.
MDC is a very small but expensive piece of the big picture.
But MDC staff argue it's a very important piece. Clinical Director Pauli Peterson stops outside the closed door of a classroom on the grounds. Inside, a group of male clients is talking.
That was our sex offenders treatment program.
The men hash out their feelings with a therapist.
We help the clients to understand what happened when they committed a sexual offense, both in terms of their impulses and also the effect that their crime had or their offense had on the victims.
6 of the clients at MDC have criminal convictions, such as rape and sexual abuse of children. But courts decided the Montana State Prison was not suited for them because of their mental disabilities. Superintendent Gene Hare says walking around a controlled environment like MDC, most of the clients seem calm and happy, and most of the time they are.
Just because that's what you observe in the moment doesn't mean that the full stability and the full assistance that they need and providing them with the tools that they need to then go back out into a community setting have had a chance to, you know, be fully effective.
He says everybody committed to MDC has been placed there because of a potential for harming themselves or others. Some are outright violent. Harris says MDC is equipped to handle these cases in a way community treatment centers are not. Both Gene Hare and Clinical Director Pauli Peterson were brought on to head MDC a couple of years ago after the facility made headlines for accusations of client abuse by staff. Harris says they are trying to change the image and alter the mission of MDC. It used to be that clients might stay at the facility for many years, in some cases decades. Harris says he wants to work toward MDC being a short-term care facility to move clients back into a community setting within a year if possible, if it's safe. But there is still worry. MDC is managed by the Department of Public Health and Human Services, and Director Richard Opper hopes cuts to the program will not become a regular occurrence.
When you really reduce the budget to the point where we won't be able to protect the health and safety of these individuals, then you don't have a viable facility.
Much of the money cut from MDC this time around did go toward rate increases for community treatment providers. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.